What about the Bemidji State Alaska Anchorage Series, Coach? What did you think there?
Yeah, it surprised me. Two tied games, but, you know, surprised me, but I'm not surprised. You know, they're similar in a lot of ways. I think Bemidji probably a little bit quicker, a little more speed, but, you know, Anchorage is a pretty good team, especially at home last year. They're a hard team to get points out of last year at home. So, and I know they're struggling a little bit, but that was a huge series, and I think they went into the series tied with even records and came out of the series tied with even records in league play. So hard-fought battles, you know, two pretty good teams. You know, they're, you know, Bemidji's had a real tough schedule here. It'd be interesting this weekend. Bemidji's got to go home now and play Northern Michigan, and that'll be an interesting series. But not surprised by the scores up there in Anchorage.
So a lot of people went down. I don't know about a lot of people, but some people with our weekend off, some people went down to watch the Northern series.
Yeah.
Great series down there against Bowling Green. 5-5 on Friday night. Wildcats giving up 5 goals two nights in a row.
Yeah, which is uncharacteristic if you followed their team the first part of the year. I mean, they might have went into that series, I think, in number one in the nation in goals against average. So. So very surprising. Matthias Dahlstrom's played well. Having said that, I think you have to take a couple things into consideration. Northern Michigan was up in Alaska for 12 days like we were last year, and they had to come right back and play. And that's a tough thing to do. I mean, the back end of that Alaska trip that first weekend is difficult. And it doesn't get any easier because now they got to jump back on the bus and go on the road again. And, you know, that can wear on you mentally and physically, that trip. So not surprised, because Bowling Green's got a very good team, and they've shown they can score goals. So I'm a little surprised at the 5-5 score on Friday.
Right.
You know. And a little bit on Saturday, 5-0. I didn't think Bowling Green would quite get that many goals on Northern, but watching some of the highlights and the tapes, you can see how things went in. Bowling Green moves the puck well, skates well. So that was a big series. Bowling Green's playing well.
Let me ask you this, Coach. You talk about a long trip up to Alaska and having to play the following weekend. What is the first part of the team game to, be forgotten about or to go? If you're not going to play up to your standards, is the defensive part of your game or the offensive part of your game? Obviously, it seems like the defensive part of your game with Northern.
Well, it shouldn't be the defensive part. You know, we came back last year from that two-week trip and played Bemidji, and, you know, we couldn't score. I mean, the games were close score-wise.
Yeah.
We couldn't score, played well defensively. So I think it's just you're mentally just fried. I mean, and physically it has something to do with it, too, because it just – you get on that, you know, that four-hour time difference, and you get in that frame, and you're gone a long time. You got to come back, and I always worry about the energy level. Like, I'd be curious to see how Northern scheduled their practice this week, because I know last year I think we took the first 2 days off when we got back, just to try and get the guys rested and get them on some sense of normal time, and then hopefully had the energy. So it's the energy, but once you don't have the energy, then you get trapped in your zone, and then you break down defensively. And so I would say more defensively.
And how about the North Dakota series with Lake State University? I mean, so you know, Lake State has this 4-1 lead or 3-0 lead, and then a 4-1 lead in the second period. And you look at that clock, and you know, it must have been looked like you know, Herb Brooks looking at the clock with 10 minutes left in the third period against the Russians, like it's going to be forever. And sure enough, North Dakota comes and pumps a bunch of goals and a win 7-4.
Yeah, I feel bad for Lake State and Damon. I mean, I talked to Damon actually Monday or Tuesday before they left to go out there. And, you know, he was feeling pretty good about his team. They were a little banged up, though. He's a little concerned. They had a couple injuries. But they felt, you know, he was encouraged by some of the things he saw on his team. You know, he just came off a tough weekend, Minnesota State, but he felt good about some areas of his game, and obviously they played pretty well. Here's the deal, North Dakota, and as coach, you understand this, so it's always important when you make lineup changes that the message, you know, you got to be careful what type of message you're sending. So North Dakota hadn't played their freshman goalie all year.
Right.
So all of a sudden, bang, Friday night, they're going to give this young man the start. And I haven't seen the goals or whatnot, but sometimes that's just enough to throw your team off and say, well, maybe this game's not that important because we're not playing our number one guy. He's played every game this year. We're throwing the other guy in there. And, you know, as soon as you do that, now I didn't see the goals. Maybe he had a tough night or whatever.
I didn't see the goals either. I guess stat-wise, I think 3 of the first 9 shots went in.
Right, and then all of a sudden, there you go. Now you're on your heels. They made the goaltending change, and they rallied to find a win. And, And really, their power play helped them out both nights to win the game. So, I feel bad for Damon and their team, and would be nice for our league if they could have went in there and found a way to win a game.
They lose on Saturday night, too, by a score of 3-1, and that's a wrap-up of the WCHA teams that were in action this past weekend. Some pretty good games. I mean, it's a really fun league to watch right now because you really don't know what's going to happen every night.
Well, you don't, and you have to show up every night. I mean, you might think you know what's going to happen on paper, and like I said, the first half of the year, I think everybody thinks they have a chance. You know, it's a new year, you're starting out fresh, whatnot, and then as you go along, you can start to see there's a little bit of separation now. You know, the teams get on a little bit of a roll and find a way to win some games like we have, and win a lot of tight games. And then you see some teams that, you know, unfortunately are losing some tight games, like Bemidji's played extremely well and have a pretty good team, but for whatever reason they found a way to lose those tight games, and they're a dangerous team. But overall, it's an interesting league. Last year, Dirk, we finished out of the playoffs. We had 29 points. And this year we're 20 points already. So we got to make sure we take care of Hay going forward and start to rack up more points. That's why it's so important, those road games. Just looking at it, this week we've only got really two trips left, which is amazing, in this year, the WCHA league play, which is crazy. We go to Alaska and then we go to Minnesota State later on. We have a couple games at Northern on the road, but, those are short trips. So the wear and tear is not bad on your body. So I think the schedule's setting up favorably for us, but we have to make sure we take advantage of it.
So here we are, Coach, going into our break part of the season with no more league games until the new year, and we are tied with Minnesota State. Both teams have identical records, 10 wins, 2 losses. Have played the 12 games. Bowling Green has played 2 less games. Northern Michigan has played 2 less games, and they are 17 points and 11 points, respectively. Obviously, you like where we're at right now, but do you see that Northern Michigan is more in the hunt than maybe they look like on the on the standings right now?
Well, I think they are, and the way I like to look at it, I'm crazy. I sort of look at the games and who people played, who they have to play this year. Like Northern Michigan's done with Minnesota State. They had them at home 2 games. Northern's done with Bowling Green this year. And they had them. I'm sorry, they played them 2 more times. But Northern's done with Ferris State. And they had them at home this year. So Northern's got a pretty favorable schedule going forward. Now, having said that, everybody's tough. You still have to go and find a way to win your games. But they, like I said, they didn't have to go to Ferris this year. They didn't have to go to Minnesota State this year. So where we've gone to both those places. And it's interesting because Bowling Green plays, I think they play Ferris 4 times in a row coming up. So it's interesting. There's some interesting scheduling quirks in the second half. So, but I feel good. But Northern's still in the ball game. I think, we've still got 16 games left. There's still a lot of points on the table.
Absolutely.
But I like the way things are shaping up.
Do you look at our second half of the WCHA schedule to be tougher than the first half, Coach?
Yeah, you just have a tendency to look at your home games versus your road games and say, wow, we played 4 at home and 8 on the road, and that's going to be flip-flop the second half. So you'd have the tendency to say, well, I don't say easier, but more favorable because we're not traveling as much. We do have home games, and hopefully that helps us. And that's, but you have to take advantage of playing at home.
Right.
If you can't win your home games, then you're better off playing on the road. But no, I like our schedule. It's tough. You still have Northern 4 times in there, which are going to be very tough games. The rivalry games, anything can happen. We have to go to Minnesota State still. We have that trip up to Anchorage still. So we've got a lot of tough games left. But like I said, I like our schedule. We've got a lot of home games in January, and that month will really tell us where we're going
to
be at.
All right, we'll take a break. You're tuned to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. When we come back, we'll pick Mel's brain a little bit about the World Juniors coming up, and, of course, the Minnesota Duluth series. We'll start previewing that during our next segment. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, he'll be answering them towards the end of the show. Email them to me, dj@themix93.com.
The countdown for Christmas has begun, and the University Images and the Campus Bookstore are ready with the 12 Days of Christmas sale. Take up to 50% off select Michigan Tech merchandise each day from December 8th through the 20th. Something different will be featured each day. For the daily special and hours, visit their Facebook page at Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and click on Like. Remember, the public is always welcome. The 12 Days of Christmas sale on now at University Images and the Campus Bookstore on the Michigan Tech campus.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that